Welcome to Nerds Before Birds. Each week on the show, we take a look at a film and attempt to answer the question, does it soar like an eagle or simply flip the bird?
Welcome back!
It's almost on par with the actual Rotten Tomatoes Metacritic score.
Never seen a sonogram roll its eyes before, but it did.
I'll do my best to tell these two losers what happened.
Well, if you're still here, we do know things, don't worry.
If any movie is below 6 on IMDb, then it's probably not worth watching.
I always have what I want to say in my head. It's like, oh yeah, that's the perfect way to word it. It's not.
Hello everyone, I'm Gio Paul.
No, that didn't work.
I'm going to start again.
No, keep going.
You sound like a Neo pet.
You're stuck with that. Hi guys, I'm Dean, what's up?
Hi, I'm Fiona.
Oh, and I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where we find reviews, rankings, and general discussion on all things film and pop culture. This week on the show, we're continuing our December with the film Geostorm, directed by Dean Devlin, the longtime producing partner to Roland Emmerich. And for this film, he takes a few million pages out of Emmerich's book to create the ultimate disaster movie. What did you guys think of this movie? I'll go to you, Dean. What did you think of this movie? Does it soar or does it flip?
I'm so good. Thanks for asking.
It's movies. We don't care about
It's not Welcome to Nerds Before Birds, the podcast where we talk about feelings and stuff.
I'm just dropping hints. Maybe would be nice every now and then. But hey, I'm trying a new thing this week. I've realized that maybe the reason why I hate Decent Butler is just my general attitude towards it. Come in it like positively and, you know, just embrace it, maybe Geostorm wouldn't be as terrible as it was, but it freaking is. It sucks.
No, see, I think you've probably done it wrong though, like, because you need to watch the movie twice, because I found it better on the second watch. Decided to do December Butler. I watched it like a few years ago when it like came out.
Yeah, Paul telling us about it.
Yeah,
and as how terrible. Like, don't go see Geostorm. Never watch it. We would never do it on our podcast because it's so bad.
Yeah.
If I want to do it on the podcast, please
all
tell
I
me.
All I had to do was come up with a snappy title, and here we are. Come into my web, you sheep.
Oh, gosh.
Fiona, what did you think of this movie? Does it soar or flip? Where does it land for you?
It flips, for sure. But it's the best one so far in December.
Really?
Did Dean say it flipped?
Yeah.
No, it flops. Yeah, it flops. It flip-flops.
It flip-flops. But,
Flipped is bad, right?
Yeah, it's bad.
It flipped. But it was like half a step above the other two that we've already seen. Okay, at least they, tried.
See, so your month is getting better. See, for me, it's going downhill. Like, it didn't start very well, but I definitely enjoyed
I love voiceover starts. Just kidding.
Have we got a movie for you? My gosh. How do you feel about random voiceover endings?
Underwater. So, like, I like the movie Looper, but it starts with, like, something like 10 minutes of voiceover, right?
Hasn't invented yet. It's the only time that exposition narration somehow works. Or it's like one of the very rare times
American Beauty.
Also George
of the Jungle.
George of the Jungle is the best.
Obviously.
Are you arguing with the narrator?
He started.
No, I'm not. Yes,
he is. Did too.
That is a great movie. Paul, what did you think of this movie? Does it flip or does it soar? Where are you at?
This is a very lame sci-fi, so I think we already know it's right up my alley.
All right.
I had a fun time watching this movie.
Yeah, I bet you.
Of course, I really enjoyed it. Did. Of course.
Like, the concept is pretty interesting. I was like, oh, cool. Let's have a net of satellites. Why not? Screw it.
I think
I liked
your
it.
Enjoyment.
I was like, this is interesting.
Yeah,
I think
enough.
The fact that you're having such a good time this month kills me even more.
I had a freaking ball.
Like, it sucked to begin with this idea, but the fact that it doesn't faze you at all and you're just like loving it.
I know.
You're either lying to yourself or you're genuinely loving it. And either way, I hate you.
Wait till we do musical month and that's when everybody really hated it.
Yes. I'm so keen for that.
Sorry, what month was that one?
That was musical month.
March musicals, right?
March musicals.
Oh, no. I'm gonna be gone all of March.
Oh, good.
No, that's disappointing.
No, it's actually probably we'll record more it early. Feb when we do Hamilton.
Yeah, I'm gone Feb, March.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So we can probably push it to Jan.
I liked it.
Yeah, you liked it.
I think it's all okay.
Okay,
really
wow.
It was good.
Wow, that's...
Like, it was stupid. Don't get me wrong. I'm enjoying these movies. I know full well they're dumb. I just have fun watching them, and I had fun watching this. I liked the idea of, you know, it's in space. I'm a slut for space, so it's already got that going for it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're space slut.
So,
space slut.
Wow. I thank you for asking me what I thought of the movie, but yeah.
Well, you didn't give us a chance, but that's okay. You can be passive.
Jason, what did you think of your second viewing of Geostorm?
It was better than the first viewing of Geostorm.
Wow.
But it definitely still flips a bird. It's enjoyable enough though. Like I feel like this is just completely a repeat of last week and the week before, because Paul's going in loving the movie. I'm going in thinking it was okay and enjoyable enough. And you guys are
getting
by
the end.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Dean's just happy he has found another cynical podcast host.
Part of the reason why I love having
Jason
Fiona
and Paul don't have standards, though.
I'm just dumbing Jason down. It's been 2 years and I'm dumbing him down from his, like, pretentious high horse.
Look. I can enjoy a crappy movie from time to time. Like, that's like, there's. And it definitely.
Yeah, that's what The Rock is for.
The Rock?
Not this. Yeah.
Well,
yep.
This is
not this.
Like this.
That's
movie.
What Bruce Willis is for.
Like, well,
I feel like Bruce Willis movies would be enjoyable if he was actually having some form of enjoyment himself.
Or he was in the movies that he's in nowadays. Yeah, like, I mean, like, other than like a glorified cameo and he happens to be on
the one.
Gosh. Like, jeez. Yeah. He's just like, he shows up. He's like, all right, now say your lines. No. Okay, well, thanks. Here's your money.
Yes.
Put the money on the doorstep and get the hell out of here. Yeah.
So I feel like this movie, after watching it again, the second time that I watched it.
Oh my gosh.
That's usually what again means.
Yeah. I know. I'm just trying to gather my thoughts. So I feel like it's desperately wanting to be Armageddon, but it kind of fails on a lot of different levels, and we'll get to like the biggest level that it fails at the end. But
also
the music is like ripped straight from any Michael Bay movie kind of thing. And it just
pretty much every single element, again, same as the last 2 weeks, has been borrowed or stolen from another movie.
Yeah, for sure.
So also like from other Gerard Butler movies, like, at one point, I was watching it and Rachel came down and said, oh, you're watching Geostorm. I watched the trailer of that. And then it looked interesting up until they kidnapped the president. And I was like, oh, no, I think you're thinking of Olympus Has Fallen there. Like,
yeah.
Like, no.
But she wasn't.
No.
She wasn't.
Because they like, did. Oh, is that, they, does he have that kidnapped? In his contract? Like, we need to kidnap the president somewhere in this movie. Like, every movie.
Because even in Hunter Killer, a president was still kidnapped. Uh-huh.
That's
yes.
They've got to be in danger in some way.
Hang on, are we 3 for 3 for presidential kidnappings right now?
Yes,
pretty much.
This is what I'm saying.
Is there or assassination?
In the executive producers meetings, Gerard's like, guys, I've got the best idea.
Let me kidnap the president.
We need like a world leader.
I reckon maybe because
it's gonna be great.
Was like,
people love it.
Make him shorter than me.
Rock and Roll was one of his first movies, and so he wasn't quite as established as possible. He was probably in those meetings.
Oh, he was for a while. Rock and Roller, like that was
yeah, but he didn't have the influence to tell people
that's
that
true.
He
like, probably sitting there with Guy Ritchie thing saying like, oh, it'll be a better script if I kidnap the president, and he's like, yeah, no, I was
nah.
like, oh, okay.
No.
I think it would be better, but okay.
Gerard, this is actually a romantic comedy.
Maybe just before I die,
you die in the first 5 minutes. I could still do it.
I'll just kidnap the president and then I die, and then she does the whole rom-com stuff. Okay?
Just leave me taxidermied in the corner.
With the president in my arms.
With the president. With the president. Gun still to his head.
So, I seen...
We'll do a weekend of Bernie's thing. Let's do it.
I've seen the best description online for this movie.
Wicked the butlers.
The best description
Scottish
online.
Scottish people everywhere offended.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, the two people who listen to the podcast. Sorry.
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 Sorry. Sorry. Hey, hang on!
So the best description that I found online was this movie is just cloudy with the chance of meatballs with real weather. And I'm like, that is like so accurately titled because it's...
Holy crap, yes.
It's like literally... Ooh. Yeah, completely. Because, yeah, really obviously is. For the obvious comparisons of them creating some sort of... Weather
or Gerard Butler, both are brunettes.
Yeah, exactly. That was the only comparison I found too.
Unreal.
Wow.
So yeah, we don't recommend watching this movie overall, I suppose.
No.
But we're gonna get into this plot, and if you wanna watch the movie, I'd probably jump out right now because we're gonna spoil the whole thing.
Substitute the movie for the podcast.
Yeah, you could do that too.
There we go. Listen away.
I'm not saying choose between the two. Like they go watch the movie and then come back to the podcast. You could do both. You could have both.
I'm saying you need to choose. I'm saying it's guys, it's either us or the movie, right?
It's either us or Gerard right now.
Us or G-Butts. Who's it going to be?
Who are you choosing? So, as Fiona was saying, it begins with voiceover from the young girl. Yeah. And there's the ominous, everyone was warned, but nobody listened. And then we get, all the stock footage and...
I'm warning you.
We get all the stuff from an Inconvenient Truth kind of thing, peppered in there kind of thing. And then she talks about how the world sort of came together to fight back with science and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And my dad built... Dutch Boy, which is the dumbest.
I was going to say that is the stupidest name for a for a satellite constellation is a Dutch Boy.
I don't know
if you've ever met any Dutch boys. All stupid.
Do you reckon it was one of those public vote things like Bodie McBoatface?
Hang on. Where's the bloke? Who wrote it? Where is Dean Devlin from? Because I swear to God, it can't be America. Yes, it was. It was New York. Okay. Well, look, I don't know what Dutch Boy is, nor have I heard the myth.
She says it in the voiceover.
Yeah, I've never heard it before.
You just
made that up.
Mm-hmm. He's called Pied Piper, and I don't understand who the Pied Piper is.
I'm pretty sure it does exist.
I don't understand who Dutch Boy is.
The myth does exist. It's obviously it's just a story.
Luckily, Dutch Boys don't exist in real life.
On a script thinking, I've got this futuristic space station, super futuristic satellite net that saves the Earth. What are we going to call it? Dutch Boy.
and the fact that they have to say it so many times in this movie as well.
Cradle's a cool name.
Cradle?
We're protecting Mother
Earth. Lean into the public vote thing and be like, and so they named it Stormy McStormface.
Spacey McShuttle.
If only. The movie would have been 10 times more interesting.
Bang lettuce. Stormy anything else.
Something's wrong with Stormy McShuttle.
No, it could just be a rotating name that is sponsored by whoever it is, kind of thing. Like any stadium that you get. So it's next week.
7-Eleven.
Holy moly, the Stormy Controlly.
Yeah, sponsored by 7-Eleven.
Run over to the Pepsi satellites.
Something's wrong with Air Subway. What are we going to do?
Air Subway.
We've lost the entire KFC wing.
Get it? That's a double joke.
It is.
So we get introduced to Gerard Butler, and he's going for some sort of, what is it?
Hearing.
And they're basically, from the get-go, his brother's don't say anything bad or whatever. And he pretty much doesn't say anything bad, but his brother's like telling him to stop. Did you get that? Like,
well, he's being belligerent. He's,
yeah, but like they're
he's
like, oh, you're late.
Hostile, and he's being belligerent.
But the guy's like, you're late, and he's like, I just came from space. Come on, like, give me a break.
It's how he said it, Jason. It's not that bad.
Okay, mom.
It's not what you said. It's how you said it.
All right.
There's a difference between listening and hearing, Jason.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, the brother was,
therapy, Jason.
The brother's more like, look, you know, stop, like, do not stick up for yourself.
Yeah,
completely
yeah, exactly.
Be submissive
just
and be, you're
well,
good.
He wants him to roll over.
just roll over.
Yeah. That being said, so I've finally started watching The West Wing.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And I'm loving it. I'm rolling
through.
Oh,
it's so good.
I was hyped to see that the actual main senator questioning him here was the dude who plays Toby
on
The West Wing.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, it's Toby, and he's still angry at people. He's still in Parliament. He's
still doing the same thing. Yeah. Toby
nothing's changed.
Reprising his role Toby. From the West Wing, that would be amazing. No, don't. No, because then that means that the West Wing is in this universe.
It's canon.
West Wing is canon. West Wing Geostorm crossover.
Then we'd have a good president.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we don't.
Wood. That's. Wow.
Let's not say
that. Oh, yeah, no, the president wasn't that bad.
Yes, Andy Garcia.
We'd have a better
right.
president.
Like, but, man, that line at the end, though, like that line when he's like, because I'm the American president or whatever. I was like, oh, my God, what is
no,
this?
No, I think it was like, I'm the goddamn president of America. Yeah, and then he punches him. And he's like, okay, actually, no, that's not what happened. Other people did their jobs really, really well. You just got to swoop in here.
To do with you.
Like the patriarchy that you are and take credit for all the other people's work. Oh, my God.
And literally 2 seconds later, there's about a million police cars rock up and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, there's just been this like massive storm. Nobody's going to be coming in there. Like, why would they
That's
all...
That's true.
Like, they'd be just staying away, right? Like, no one's going to be, like, actively going out to drive when there's been this massive thunderstorm. But, yeah, we'll get into that.
I think when it comes
first responders,
to the president,
man, they're heroes.
Yeah.
It's the president, man. All things are off the table when the president's in play.
They just appear out of nowhere, though. So, Gerard Butler basically gets fired from his own creation because he created this... we haven't really explained what it is, but it's like this network of satellites that goes around the Earth and protects it from catastrophic events. But
basically,
for some reason,
this was an easier option than reducing emissions.
Forget about the carbon footprint, guys. I've got a better solution. It's going to cost $1 trillion.
Let's just increase
that because it lets Earth have its cake and eat it too. It's like, okay, we could fix greenhouse emissions or we could dump trillions into a space constellation and we can still have petrol cars. We can still just go hectic with beef. Other things that pollute, I don't know, aerosol, apparently. That's a big one.
Yeah. It's like everyone just keep doing what you're doing. We got this with all your taxpayers' money. This is our brilliant idea. So, no, and great idea.
Yeah, continue. Great idea. So, like, so they create this thing that can control weather and they put up the network around the Earth, but he gets fired for... I don't know, reasons. I can't remember
for
why he gets fired.
Being too good at his job.
Because he is the least believable Jason. Scientist ever.
Yeah.
As if he built that thing. Come on.
So we're pretty sure.
I built it with my own two hands.
We're not going to believe the science here. This is all just fake news. And we're just going to get rid of you.
Yeah.
So
they get rid of him. Yeah. And... like, there's sort of this running thing that nobody recognizes Gerard Butler in this movie. Like, everyone's like, oh, you're the guy that built it, and they're kind of shocked. But, like, if he's literally responsible for saving the world...
Yeah, he would have... He would be Elon Musk.
Yeah,
like,
he'd be
he
yeah,
known
Steve Jobs.
We all know who he looks like.
We know
what Zuckerberg looks like.
Exactly, yeah.
He'd be Zuckerberg. He would be one of those dudes.
It's not plausible that he'd just be like, oh, walk into a room, who the heck's this guy?
Yeah, who's that guy?
Also, he would be probably the richest man on Earth. Just
yes,
saying.
Yes, because that contract
but he lives in a trailer.
Should be worth a lot.
Yes.
But apparently not in this movie. So
apparently not.
So he...
I mean, do you guys reckon you could oh. if you saw Alexander Graham Bell walking down the street, you know who he was?
So you're going to say Alexander Hamilton, and I would have been like, yeah.
No, my name is Alexander Hamilton. You know, if you saw Tim Berners-Lee... But, in the flesh.
But, okay, maybe. Yeah, but Paul,
he's alive in their time.
Paul, are you Alexander thinking Graham Bell was
look,
like,
don't worry about that. That's look, the wrong one. I meant Tim Berners-Lee, okay? I meant the internet guy.
Are you saying like he's more like a Steve Wozniak? Is that what you're saying? Like he's the less recognizable. Like,
he's the Woz.
He's a guy that saves the world. Like he's
no, it's not like the internet. The internet is like, we didn't know we wanted it until after we had it. So it was like flew under the radar.
Exactly.
Like if the world was dying because of storms and someone was like, hey, I'm going to stop you and save all your lives immediately. You'd be like, hey, who is that?
Who's that guy? You know? Who's that guy that's going for president now?
He 100% is not the guy who did the interviews.
But he does hearings that are like televised.
But he's Jared Butler.
So he's in trouble.
What?
It's like saying, oh, Justin Timberlake can't go to court because he does interviews. No, everyone can go to court, Jason.
Justin Timberlake can't go to court.
Why not?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's too famous.
He's busy doing interviews, so he can't go to court. So
that's right.
I'm confused at best at what this argument is.
Neither am I. Yeah. Anyway, so he's built a satellite thing, Jason. How cool is that? What else happened?
So he gets fired.
Hey, tell me about Afghanistan.
Push along.
So Afghanistan in this. So what I don't get is they've got this weather machine, right? They can do basically anything.
The weather machine.
Why is there still deserts?
Because deserts are part of like an ecosystem.
Yeah.
Okay.
What,
okay.
You gonna kill all the camels? You dick.
But surely people should be thriving, right? Like there wouldn't be like slums and stuff in India and stuff like that. There'd be like plantations.
The weather doesn't control the economy.
It would help.
It would help.
I see what you're talking about because, like, if you remove deserts, you have all that extra space for crop growth and all those, like, you know, I see what you're talking
There's
about.
There's definitely,
there.
Definitely suddenly,
but where are you getting the extra soil from? You're picking
where do you
up
get oil from
the,
now?
They turning sand into soil? The soil's already there.
Dude. Yeah.
Well, you
can
just
grow
what are you
stuff
do with
over
the, sand?
The top.
Are you gonna blow it away?
Boom. Yeah, I don't know how sketchy or accurate Jason's science is, but it sounds good. So
it doesn't mean
you can grow stuff over the top, Fiona.
You can dig oil out and also have crops above it. Like it's not like
you can have a crop. Yeah, Fee, you can have a crop that's at least 2 kilometers underground.
Also, actually, if you can control the weather,
where the oil is
no.
If you're controlling the weather, why
I'm
do you need
you put
oil
the crop
anyway?
Above the ground, not
how are
below
you
the
power
ground.
Everything
with solar. If you,
you
can control
enough,
the
you
weather,
you don't get enough from solar.
But if you can
and
control
now with
the
constellation
weather,
around
what are we
the
talking
Earth,
about now?
This is not a movie podcast anymore.
If you can control the weather,
we talk about science
like
and stuff, even though we're highly unqualified.
Could you like, you know, you could get enough.
We
from
are solving the world's agricultural
and,
problems one podcast
thing,
at a time.
And solar.
Here's the biggest thing:
if you can control
two
the weather,
things. We've just spent trillions on a constellation. You then want to spend trillions again for solar panels, and then another trillion on somewhere to store it that can power the Earth, as opposed to just like digging up dead dinosaurs and throwing them in a car.
That is bloody outrageous.
Like, that's a lot so more
weird. This all came cheaper. About because Jason was like, "My people are still in poverty," and we agreed that the weather changing doesn't mean people are not in
it
poverty.
Doesn't mean anything.
Move
they're still going to be poor. It's not going to rain money.
No, but you can
but you can control
how good is this
report?
Dutch boy?
Why can't you make it rain money?
What I'm saying is that you can help the economy by being able to like grow crops and stuff like that. People wouldn't be in starvation. There shouldn't be world hunger. There's a lot of things that
there would still be world hunger.
There would always if be you world can control hunger. The weather, you'd be able to control when you grow crops.
I agree.
I don't
there.
Think they can or, control the weather. I think they just react. I think that's all
think
it is. Because the Earth is effed. Like, look at the stuff.
Yeah,
when they start talking about Dutch Boy, they were somehow bombing a tornado.
I don't understand, but that's what I mean.
But
if you can
if they
do
can control the weather
events.
But if they can control the weather, why was there a tornado?
So what because Jason's like, if you think
the
about weather.
They made the tornado.
They didn't make the, what they made a tornado. Okay, so what are you talking about?
The Australian economy, like the Australian crop, like farming was greatly affected by the fires and the floods this year.
If, what about with the rain?
If exactly. the storms, like, I get what you're saying there, Jace. If that didn't happen, if we could control it and stop that, then you'd have so
then
much.
Farmers
like,
would have, they'd still have a livelihood. Like,
I see,
kind of thing.
I see.
You see what I mean? Like that.
Yeah.
In
it's
this
not
hypothetical,
turning deserts into like, you know, great plains of crops and stuff, or like, you know,
but you
completely
can,
changing.
You can,
but you can
monitor
prevent,
it basically, yeah.
You can prevent the flooding and the droughts and all that stuff that
yeah.
goes
it's
into.
It's a reactionary system. It's not
okay.
a weather
okay.
control. It's not.
But.
But that's
Lockwood.
Still that's still
no,
a form
but if
of
you're
control.
Preventing
like
all that,
even if
yeah,
you're,
if you're preventing yeah. all
oh
that.
Oh my gosh, this hypothetical has gone on for so long.
Yeah, no, it's important for us to discuss.
Jason's
this
right,
we get
okay,
into
even
it,
though he's not.
Okay?
Jason's right. Let's move on.
No.
Fiona,
we have not
Fiona,
even started
you.
The plot
thank
of this
I'll
movie.
I'll take that. Like all I'm going to do in the edit, I'm just going to get rid of that part where you said even though he's not. I'm just going to snip that out.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a ringtone
right. so anyway.
For everybody.
Well, Fiona's
Jason's
right.
right.
Say Jason's right.
Right.
Let's
Jason's
go.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
So, anyways, so it's 3 years later, as we've, like, actually lived out the 3 years in this conversation.
In this conversation.
That's what we were doing that for you guys, all the listeners
up,
at home.
Dean, oh.
We were just giving you a feel for what it actually felt like.
Time has passed.
Time has bloody passed. So, thanks for joining us, guys.
Fiona now lives in a retirement village.
What is the first like thing that's going wrong? Like the first
Afghanistan is frozen.
Okay,
there's
yeah,
a small
yeah.
hovel in Afghanistan that's been completely snap frozen. Everyone's dead. 300 people, and they think that it's Dutch boy. Dutch yeah. boy's malfunctioned and has
know.
Somehow frozen a village.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what they're going to do is happened. They are they're going to keep it under wraps. They're going to be like, this has to be an isolated thing. But then, what's his name? Gerard's butler. No, not Gerard's butler. Gerard's brother.
Gerard said his butler. He was yeah, like, I don't know how it is.
Gerard's brother, Max.
Yeah, Jim Sturgis is the actor.
Jim
Sturgis. Yes, yeah. The guy from that. What was the Beatles
from,
movie?
You know,
he's from lots of stuff.
Strawberry Field.
He's from 21.
Across the Universe?
He's from 21.
Cloud
across
Atlas,
the Universe.
Man.
Yes, Across yeah. the Universe is the one I was
He also yeah. looks like a budget. Who's the guy who played Ant-Man? Paul
yeah.
Rudd. He looks
Paul
like a
Rudd.
Paul
budget
Rudd.
Paul
really?
Rudd.
You're
okay.
Like Paul
no.
Rudd.
Okay. Yeah, he does.
Yep.
I don't
no,
see
Paul
it.
Rudd's better yep. looking.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
that's why I'm saying he's a cheap Paul Rudd.
No, but he doesn't even look like Paul Rudd at all.
He's like Paul Rudd light. Well, whatever.
He's not
anyway,
funny
yeah. he's yeah. in charge of Dutch boys now. So he's like,
what?
No, we're not going to let this be a one-off. This thing needs to be fixed. I know we've got to hand it over to an international committee. But
yeah.
I don't want to hand over like a broken piece of crap.
Yeah.
So they then tell him that you need to just send one person up there who reports directly to us. Have him fix it. There's only one person who can do it, and that's
yeah.
your brother. And yeah. so you got to go and make nice it's with your brother and then send him up there.
Specifically, Ed Harris's character tells him that he just wants the one person to go up there kind of thing. And he's like the head of the Secret Service or something like that, Ed Harris. And totally not mm-hmm. the bad guy, but he's there hanging
about.
No, it's
about. Not. Why are you even saying that?
I don't mean, know. I don't even know why. Yeah. So
no.
He's
no
never the bad
that.
Guy.
No, he's
bad
never
guy.
The bad guy.
This is a rom-com.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. So, although he's great in The Rock, like as the bad guy in The Rock.
Ed Harris. No, yeah, I'm just doing really bad tonight at trying to remember the name of The Truman Show. The Truman
oh,
Show.
Oh yeah, The Truman Show as well, yeah. and Westworld as well. So.
And Westworld. And, oh, yeah. bloody Westworld.
Yeah, yeah.
He's so good in Westworld.
He's good in Westworld. Yeah.
Yes.
So, anyways, so they go get Gerard and they get him out of retirement or whatever he's doing. They're living in a trailer somewhere. And they're like, okay, we're going to send you back to the space station to see what's going on. You're going to investigate what is happening. And just before he gets there, an astronaut of some sort gets sucked out, like, in an accident, like there's basically
yep.
yeah, all these panels just blow off and he gets sucked out. We don't know.
No, because he was doing suspicious stuff.
Yeah, well, he was doing suspicious stuff and he was getting
and
a little
like
bit of-
he's like hiding these codes in his locker and then gets locked away.
Yeah.
Booted into space.
And there's a particular character that sort of sees him do that and he's kind of giving him a little bit of a suspicious, creepy side eye kind of thing. And that is Ray Dussett's character, the character of Ray Dussett, which is Amir Waked. I don't know how you say his name, but he probably not that
guy from the Umbrella Academy. And what's his name?
Sorry.
Yeah, the guy from the Umbrella Academy.
Oh, no, not the Umbrella Academy. He hasn't come into it yet. So that's Robert Sheehan. He's Klaus on the Umbrella Academy, and he comes
that
into it.
That was him, right? Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I've seen four episodes.
Mm. It's a great show.
Have you guys seen boring. Misfits?
Yes.
Misfits is a way better reference for Robert Sheehan than the Umbrella.
He is.
Is he in that?
Well,
season one and two he is, and then he just disappears.
And then he disappears.
And it's like... you know what I'm talking about.
Misfits, that's one that has Ramsay Bolton in it, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yep.
It does.
You know your stuff.
I've only seen like one or two episodes of that. So he's sort of like... Amir is like Ray Dussett's the character is sort of a little bit suspicious watching him go out and then that guy gets ejected. But this is just before Gerard arrives at the space station and he finds out about this guy that's died in an accident. And this kind of makes him start to think that maybe there's something going on. Like maybe there's some mischief afoot. So
just a hint of mischief.
Yeah, just a hint. So he's introduced
whisper of espionage
to Ute Fassbinder.
Bender
is her name.
Fassbinder.
What? Yeah, Fassbinder.
No way. I thought she was a Fassbender, and that was cool.
It's because yeah. So it's Alexandra Maria Lara is the actress and
love when Jason says names.
Character is Fassbinder. Right?
Especially it's like going to the rainforest. Like, you don't know what it's going to be and I'm just kind of excited to find out.
Yeah.
It could be bad, could be good, we don't know.
So she's sort of like the in charge of the space station. And
now who'd kind of guessed that she would be the bad guy in this? Did anyone
I was thinking that, but he never suspects her.
No.
Me.
He never goes.
She's the only one that he never suspects.
They're not that creative enough.
Yeah, I know. I was like...
What, to make the German character the bad guy?
Is that what the bad guys?
Because she's a woman. Women are not women.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Women can't be villains.
And also she's good looking, so she can't be a villain either.
There's only one role for her.
Wait, if women can't be villains, then how did Ray kill a whole franchise?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So bad.
Explain.
Star Wars, don't worry.
Paul's a sexist. That's
not a sexist,
that's
just annoying.
Yeah. If you don't like that Ray is a character, you're a sexist.
Oh, sorry. Full stop. You got me.
Yeah. I genuinely like Ray, but that's just because I'm awesome. Simp.
I think her character was fine. I think the actual story was terrible, though. Like, if we want to get into Star Wars territory.
We didn't need to wait till the very last Star Wars to realize that the reboot was terrible.
God.
We knew that from the first movie when they killed up Harrison Ford.
I thought that was great.
I think it was like, stupid.
That
was
awesome. Basically, the argument is
I literally cried
now.
About it twice.
Really?
What?
Once in the cinema, and then I went home, and then I cried about it again.
Oh, okay.
I think I was annoyed more about Luke dying in the Last Jedi, than Han, because I think it was just so anticlimactic the way that he dies in the second one.
My annoyance is that it didn't lead into the Rise of Skywalker. Like he was meant to be coming back in like
a way bigger role in some meaningful way. It would have like I think we talked about this in like our episodes so that we times. Already talked about. But anyways, but but to retread some of that ground, I think if the last movie had of carried on and actually paid off The Last Jedi, the whole sequel trilogy would have been better instead of just like rebooting, doing like a soft reboot with the Rise of Skywalker and forgetting the last two movies.
Like, so Empire Strikes Back was critically panned when it came out, but then Return of the Jedi came out, and then suddenly, like since then, Empire Strikes Back has been considered the best one. Yeah. Because it's got that ultimate payoff in Jedi.
Yeah, which when you have the whole picture, it makes it look better.
Exactly, damn straight.
Which was my whole argument the whole time, because when Rey and Leia were talking about him dying, they were like, yeah, there's like a sense of peace and a sense of purpose. And the fact they said purpose was like, oh, that's awesome. He's not dead. He's coming back hard.
There's a reason why he's doing this. Yeah.
No, he catches a lightsaber and then bitches about some stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He had nothing to do in the third movie.
Friggin' hell.
His purpose was to catch the bloody lightsaber.
Rian Johnson revealed that for a while there, he was going to... It wasn't going to be Yoda's Force ghost who talked to Luke on episode 8.
Who was it going to be?
Hayden Christensen.
Oh. That would have been so cool.
No.
Okay. Yeah, even Anakin.
That makes me sad.
Which would have just been they didn't do that. Mental good. It would have made so much sense.
Would have been so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah, kind of.
It would have come full circle for the whole, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, from why not do all three?
From episode 1.
Yeah.
Why not do the three guys, the three Force ghosts that show up at the end of Return of the Jedi, have all three of them show up?
Bugger.
Yeah, anyways, we're getting completely sidetracked. Let's get back to this.
Because this is a much more fun story. Yeah. Than
okay, anyway. The Earth is sick and we got satellites. What happens next?
So the satellites are now sick and they're killing the Earth.
Oh, no.
So
the satellites. We need those for reasons.
They got COVID. Damn.
Oh, my God. So... We meet the character of Chang, and he is in...
Chang.
Where is he? He's in
an office.
Yeah, he's in an office somewhere, but, like, he's finding out basically that... Is it Hong Kong? Yeah, it's Hong Kong, I think.
You can say Hong Kong without moving your mouth.
Hong Kong?
Yeah.
Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
Hong
Kong. Yeah, Hong Kong.
Sorry, Chaka.
So he finds out that he's been, like, locked out of Dutch Boy...
You can say anything without moving your mouth. You just sound like a bloody idiot when you do it.
And you look like one too, if you could only see what you look like right now.
Hey, Anna.
So he finds out that he's locked out of Dutch Boy, and he also realizes that Max is locked out as well. And they're locked out of like some specific satellites that are malfunctioning and causing havoc. And
we've been hacked.
Oh no! Yes, exactly. So,
the little girl from Jurassic Park gets on.
It's a Unix system.
It's a Unix system. I know this.
Jared Butler's daughter is just like
she did nothing in this movie except for like just cry a little bit.
She at least built like a solar generator or something.
She was a good kid actor.
I wish the whole time I was like, you look so familiar.
Yeah,
where's she from again?
She is from a show that I've just finished watching on Netflix called Beyond. Hang on, it's the one that has
Auntie Donna?
No.
Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun.
Hannah Lawson is the name of her character, Talitha Elena Bateman.
Yes.
Hang on,
so she was
Jason Bateman?
What the hell?
No.
Away. She was in Away. With
that's where she's from. That was a good series. I'm so sad it was cancelled.
I really enjoyed that. With Hilary Swank.
I really enjoyed it too.
Cool.
Yeah. I was just like, hey, this plot makes sense. And I like these characters.
And the dynamic, it was all like, how do you deal with all this kind of stuff?
Yeah, right? Like real characters interacting, how they would learn. Yeah. The Indian guy was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone had a good backstory.
Yeah, I would highly recommend it. If you kind of like some pretty decent sci-fi.
Yeah, definitely worth a watch.
I've seen it come up a few times and almost watched it, but never.
It tackles a lot of things. It's not like a...
Like, it's slow. It's not like, you know, the world is... There's a tsunami coming or anything, but it's like...
Since we're going to fly to Mars and it's like Silver Sun.
That's right.
Kids.
Oh, Jason, my gosh. Jason loves those movies. I used to wake up for that show. Freaking loved it.
We were talking about this. Me and a few friends were talking about this the other week. I then YouTubed it. Okay, and there is a channel that has... And look, if you're not a kid from Australia who was in their early teens, late 10s or whatever, in like the early 2000s, this will mean nothing to you. But this channel had both seasons of Silver Sun, all three seasons of Parallax, and all three seasons of Jeopardy.
Oh, with the Scottish people and the aliens. In Australia. Oh, my gosh.
Build a
top three
Saturday
TV shows.
It's been sick. Silver Sun, not a good show when you're a 28-year-old.
We need to get in
space now.
Everyone has what is it? Blonde tips? What are they called?
Yeah, frosted tips.
Frosted tips.
Yeah. Cool guy tips.
Look, as much as I... don't want to get back to Geostorm.
Sorry.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
I don't. It's like, I'm just interested to see how long it
so will went. We.
Where are we? So, Gerard's up in the space station. Everything's going wrong. Yes. Max is like, we're getting locked out. And then Chang is in Hong Kong where there's like a massive, like, basically like, it just heats up like exponentially and there's like explosions coming out of the road and everything like that, and he gets away, but it's basically are they trying to kill him with it
think they're just trying to kill a bunch of people.
Destroy evidence or something.
Which,
evidence, and it was like they blame it on a gas line or something.
Gas main.
So they blame it on a gas main, but then Max and Jake, so Gerard and Jim Sturgis,
what a rough last name.
Sturgis. Did you realize? so he did this thing in this movie where he like everything he says is like so urgent. Did you guys pick up on that?
He needs to relax.
Yeah,
he needs to get some acting lessons from the kid.
Yes. Yeah, like settle down. Yeah. It's like a lot. And also,
it's a lot.
He's a good actor in other things. He's not in this.
I was watching a behind the scenes of it, and he's talking to
why?
Oh, because I like to
after watching it back to back stuff. Twice. You have to watch all the special features.
I need to know how they did it.
So he's talking.
They do it. Were they going? Was it real?
How do they control the storms?
So, are they controlling or maintaining? Who's to know?
So he's talking to Abby Cornish in one of the scenes, and he's like super like passionate, but he's like spitting all over her. And I'm like, that's the most disgusting thing.
And I didn't even notice.
Like, well, I don't think it's in the final edit because it was a behind the scenes. Like, it was just I don't think they actually had it in the film, but
or maybe they just they had to then digitally erase the spit.
It was so gross though. Like, I feel bad for her having to like, you know, keep a straight face where he's just like like that kind of thing.
Sad episode
of Friends.
It is. Every time I see someone spit in a movie, I actually think of Gary Oldman in that episode of Friends.
Maybe Jim Sturgis saw that and thought, oh, that's how I need to act. He just didn't realize that Friends was a comedy. And he thought, okay.
So
I got it.
We also get introduced to Robert Sheehan, who we were saying before, from the Umbrella Academy. He's a British astronaut.
Misfits, as was brought up.
Or Misfits. And so he's one of like a few people on the space station that could be.
Or Mortal Instruments. He was in that too.
Was he? Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was the main guy.
No.
That is the suckiest reference you could have ever brought to the table, Dean.
Sorry, not Mortal Engines. Mortal Engines.
Jeez. I was like,
I always get the mix up every single time. And I was like, so confident. I was like, I'm going to say the right one this time. I know what I'm talking about.
Next month, we're doing Mortal Instruments.
Oh, that movie sucks. Hey, that movie's so terrible.
Which one, Mortal Instruments or Mortal Engines?
There's a TV show and
what did we do? Hang on. What did we do?
So we did the Mortal Engines?
Mortal Engines.
Yes, yeah. And Mortal Instruments is like it's stupid totally demon killing so teenagers
it's
that
Twilight,
make out with each other, it's but Twilight. They're related. It's a lot of incest. Funny. It's weird. It's
check out on IMDb. Robert Sheehan is actually in both. Mortal Engines and Mortal Instruments. There you go.
There you go.
Also, Lena Headey is in the movie from Game of Thrones. Lena Headey is in the movie.
Yeah.
Then Mortal Instruments.
Yeah. I did like Mortal Engines.
Is that the one with the, like, England is a tank now?
No, that's Mortal Engines. Mortal Engines.
That's Engines.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So, so we should move on. In Mortal Engines, he's the main guy in Mortal Engines.
Okay. Robert Sheehan. He's on the scene.
How are the satellites?
We also have Hernandez, who is the another suspicious man.
The best
from
Mexican
Dora
ever.
He was from Dora. Yeah, dude.
Yes.
That's right.
Straight away, I'm like, you're a bad guy. 1,000 years by the Incas.
spoilers for Dora, but
everyone watch it after we talked about it.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. So,
such a good once movie. We recommended it, that like had a peak in sales. You're welcome, Dora.
So there is like,
sorry, Dora.
I don't understand this, right? So there is a moment in this movie where there is a, like, one of the doors that ejected when that guy got, like, sucked out into the middle of nowhere. It's, like, lodged in the side of the space station. And they're like, there's a drive in there that we have to get. I don't understand. Did he put the drive in there just before, like, all blew up?
All of the doors, all of the ejection panels have drives so they can record the ejection process.
Okay.
So if there is a malfunction, they can recover the doors, pull the drive,
so it's
and
like
see
a black
what
box
was the command.
Kind of thing.
It's a black box. Yeah. So all they went was the black box that then said like, "Oh, eject command received from here.
Right.
Let's do this."
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
I did miss how that got there. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Because I missed that. Just but anyway, so you know, the best idea
manufacturer
here is
error, I guess.
When you think that someone's trying to kill random people up there, maybe let's get the two people that are in charge. And let's take those two out for a spacewalk to get that drive. Not any, like, let's not take anyone else that, like, you know, is on, like, a lower
level. Let's not
level.
Have a contingency.
Yeah.
There's a red shirt out there.
Yeah.
Did you, and this could just be me having played too much of it, but did you get any, like, Among Us vibes?
A what?
Yeah,
oh,
a
I
bit.
See.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, because you've got the imposter and everything.
I haven't played Among Us.
There's imposters and they turn the lights off and there's like, oh, no.
Among Us is just like a computer version of Mafia, right?
Yes, basically.
It's Werewolf.
Yeah. Which of Werewolf is Mafia?
I've never played it, though.
Oh, what? It's a great game.
I need
Werewolf
to have friends
Mafia
for that.
The same thing, right?
Well, we can't help you there.
So there are... So they're doing a spacewalk and Gerard's suit malfunctions and he gets like yeeted out into the space and we get like the gravity kind of portion of the movie where they're trying to like harness that kind of disorientation and all that kind of thing.
Still holding a door.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
It was very, very, whatever it was very CG.
It
Which
was very CG.
You don't reckon they did it for real?
Yeah.
It was very boring.
Jason, you saw the special features. How do they do this?
Well, they went to space.
How do they do this stuff?
And,
they heated Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler.
Oh, no. Fiona, they actually used a stunt double for that section.
Because he's not Tom Cruise.
Yeah. He doesn't do his own stunts.
No. He's got old space butt.
Actually, did you see that Tom Cruise is going to do a movie in space? Did you guys see that?
Like, I did see that.
Isn't that one of the Mission Impossibles? Like, Mission Impossible 8 or something?
2022,
he'll
be going
Mission
up in
Impossible
a Falcon.
8. Yeah, it probably will be Mission Impossible 8.
Or maybe
it'll be the 10th one, Mission Impossible X in space. And because that's what happens.
I don't understand what the joke is, Dean, but I know that you
SpaceX
trying to make you.
So it's like every franchise that goes on for too long ends up in space. Like, okay, the one I'm talking about, like the Friday the 13th movies, eventually becomes Jason X, where you got Jason Voorhees in space, and it's like, okay.
That was a terrible
this
movie.
This is definitely the point of no return happened like 5 movies ago.
That movie had Nerf guns painted to look like blasters, Jason but X. Like really badly. Yeah, yeah.
Really could you still see the logo? Done.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't actually the Nerf gun brand, but it was like.
Because Nerf wasn't going around there, but it was kind of thing.
Yeah, it was like water pistols and stuff, sort of thing. Like, it was just so bad. But,
it was really bad.
Like, yeah, it's like every movie in the Friday the 13th series sort of just went down in value. And that's kind of like the lowest.
And it's sort of like a thing where it's like eventually every franchise, like the movie franchise, ends up in space because that's just how. Like, even James Bond did it, and they...
That's true.
That's not... Yeah. And so, that's why.
Have you guys seen
Freaky?
It was
a really bad joke to begin with, and I really hope that people got it, but that's all right.
On the topic of James Bond, did you guys see that radio the telescope in Puerto Rico they used to film GoldenEye collapsed?
Yes, I did see that. It was only like a week after it was decommissioned or whatever, and it just all fell apart. So,
because I saw it was an IGN article, and it was just like, "Oh, the thing in Puerto Rico has collapsed." Puerto Rican authorities say it was just wear and tear, but we think 006 was behind it.
No,
reference. Hold on.
Yeah,
that's
nice
because it's sort of collapsed how it did in the movie as well. If you have a look at the images, because that middle section is sort of fully fallen down.
There's even a frozen guy in the middle going like that.
Yeah, yes, I'm invincible. Basically, Gerard gets saved just in the nick of time, but he loses the door, and everyone's like, "Oh no, you lost the drive thing that you're going out there for." And he's like, "No, I got it. I snuck it back on board."
"Here it is.
Here it is from the crew. In my suit that's like completely airtight."
Yeah,
airtight. I opened it up and shoved it in my pants.
I put it in my pocket.
My legs are frozen now. It's actually frozen to my body. Could you help me out?
I put it in my prison wallet.
Do you freeze in space? Do you freeze?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Really?
Yeah, you do. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Very
that's
quickly.
Why, like, you know.
But is it cold?
Yes.
Yes, that's why you freeze.
Okay. You can be just freeze.
It can be both hot and cold. It can get up to like
that's true.
100 plus degrees Celsius in the sun if you're getting nailed by it. But if you're in an area where there's no sun, then it's like negative 100 something.
Yeah.
Ah.
So because there's no atmosphere, so whatever is like there's no capturing of heat or anything. It's literally, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, it's either radiation is keeping you warm or you're going to freeze to death.
Whatever you're in the proximity of or like...
If you don't suffocate to begin with or if your lungs don't explode from the vacuum.
Yeah. So...
Cool.
So, right at this point, he immediately trusts Dr. Fassbinder, who...
Fassbinder?
Because here's the thing, because he tells her about the drive and that's partly why I was like,
she's the baddie.
She's obviously the bad guy.
Gonna
come back. She's got to be the bad guy.
But he just immediately trusts her. And
no, he's an excellent judge of character.
He's like, pretty girl.
Exactly. Like, that's pretty much it. He's like, you couldn't betray me, could you? You're good looking.
She's like, hi, I'm the love interest. Sweet, I'll trust you.
So we then get... basically a scene where he goes and he talks to Max and he talks in this code that they knew about when they were little kids and he has this whole thing, which is a very elaborate code where basically every fourth word or whatever is part of the actual message that he's trying to say and it's based on an old phone number.
I love the version of Premiere that the hacker's using. where she can like go like ba 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 and then cut all the dead air out and then splice it all together seamlessly.
Yeah. So she's using a Unix system.
Yeah. It's got and it doesn't like, you know, you know those movies, those words that are kind of like conjoined words kind of thing. It actually is able to separate them into one word and stuff like that.
Which is amazing.
And also
change dictation, make it all work.
I was like, I want to see the scene where Gerard's like in the mirror trying to remember this speech. Because if he gets one word wrong,
oh yeah,
it means nothing.
Like if he's like, or yeah, what is he? What are the words he uses? Corruption found in lower levels of government. You're like, oh. Yeah. Okay.
Or if like Jim Sturgis interrupts him and be like, no, I don't want to hear this. No, now I've got to start again.
Or he accidentally says an um or R and they actually put that in, like, and it's like suddenly it's
and that counts as a word?
The numbers are out. All it is now is it's like his fishing coast, whatever. Dad. Like it's just like random
words. Enjoys corruption. Fishing, shellfish.
Corruption in lower fish.
Because it would have taken him ages to remember that speech, like to really nail it. Like it's not like something that he could have just.
He's a genius.
He just memorizing, Jason.
Yeah,
he's on the main ship that he bloody built.
That's true. That's true. He knows everything.
He is a smart man. He may not look like a smart man,
but he is one. Apparently,
the script says he is. So there you go.
Around about this point in the movie, we get like a snap freeze wave in Brazil, kind of thing, and there's like a whole heap of like. You know, disaster movie cliches where you've got like the one character that you're going to follow and they manage to like, do they stop this one? They do stop this one.
They stop the real
one. After the plane drops out of the sky.
Drops out of the sky, which is a pretty cool shot, but.
That's a cool shot.
It's weird.
How did they get that shot, actually?
They dropped a plane out of the sky.
You saw that on the special features.
Yeah, they froze the plane and then they dropped it out of the sky.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
And they marked a spot for that girl to stand so she didn't get hit.
she actually died in the first take and they just recast her for the second one. So.
Well, that's why you have understudies, because the first one was under a plane.
The last actress went off her mark. Do not do the same. Stay on your mark.
It was actually like the gaffer put the gaff tape down a bit early, like a bit close to the where it's dropping, but you know.
This is what we call the 1-inch rule. You find your mark, move it back an inch, because you don't know what's going to happen. We learned that the hard way on Geostorm.
Soon after this, basically, Max, he goes and sees Zazie Beetz, his character, and she's like, I'm going to hack in everything. She's
Domino.
Like the hacker in this, and then they're able to have, like, conversations and talk freely kind of thing. I forgot to mention that Chang gets killed when he's just about to meet Max and his Secret Service girlfriend. Abby Cornish, now, I don't know her another character's name. Sarah.
I kind of thought Abby Cornish could have been the bad guy as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Why do you hate women, Dean?
No, I keep forgetting the number one rule of Hollywood. I keep forgetting that in Hollywood, women can't be bad guys.
I don't think you hate women. I think you think that women can be equally bad guys.
Empower them to be bad.
At what point do you think they have any capacity for love?
That explains why I'm single.
No, you're fine. You can be a hero because you're not German and you don't work for the Secret Service. So you're good.
Okay.
Not that.
So
now that was bad.
Fiona, have you seen any German Secret Service agents? Nine.
Nine. Oh. Blackout has got his workout for a bit. I got the reference.
What's happening in this movie?
Can I just say, Cheng dies in like the weakest car accident ever.
That's not going to kill
you.
They've been following him for ages. Like those guys from like South Africa or wherever they're from, they've been following him for ages.
Hey, Blue.
And
Mock, we are Mock. Booty hunters, Mock. Mock.
What does booty do?
How wrong you are, Mock.
We can fly now. We learned it from Sugar Man.
We learned it from Sugar Man.
So,
pity, it's District 9.
Okay,
Dan,
Auntie
Mock.
Donna aside.
Have you seen District 9, Mock?
They've been following him for ages and Mock, they have like all these Mock. Opportunities Mock, to Mock, kill Mock. Him. Like they have these like heaps of time to kill him, but they choose to kill him in front of Max and Sarah.
Yes.
Oh, like, yeah. Like the most conspicuous way.
It's
they could have done it. Like he had to travel from Hong Kong to wherever they are in the States. They could have killed
him. They were
him.
Sending a message. They were sending him them a message saying, "Back off, mate.
Look both That's ways.
Look
both ways before you cross the road.
Jaywalk."
So,
Mock.
And that, kids, is why you never jaywalk. That, kids, is why you always leave a note.
You always want to put your mark an inch back. Don't jaywalk.
That is why you never try to teach a lesson.
Clear the hard drives in your doors before you eject them.
So, a little bit after this, so skipping ahead a bit, Max sneaks onto the Air Force One. Like,
he doesn't sneak.
He does. He does.
He lies his way
he
on.
He talks to the president upstairs.
He does, but like he's able to
he
just
schmoozes
get on.
His way on.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, like he that does work important. For the president. I understand
he
that.
He does.
But it's not like you can just, it's a work trip. You can't just invite yourself. Like, it's not
well,
like it's not
can.
Like
look at the in-betweeners.
I'm not sure if you've seen the presidency in the last 4 years, but
you can
sometimes
yourself to
those
be president.
Rules don't really, like, you can invite yourself to do whatever the hell you want. Rules apparently are meant to be broken. Yeah,
he just wore like, high viz and walked right in there.
Yeah. Yes. If you have a high viz, Jackie, you can get literally anywhere.
Like Ed Harris's character, who's like, you know, in charge of the Secret Service and all that, he literally is like, I didn't know you were coming, but he's completely okay with him just getting on the plane. Like, he's in charge of the Secret Service. It'd be part of his job to be like, nah, you're not meant to be on this plane kind of thing.
I do feel like Ed Harris, for some reason, suspects him at this point. Or, like, is like, I'm going to keep my eye on you.
Because he pretty much says that. Like,
Or I'm starting to suspect this Ed Harris guy and what he's about, you know? I don't know why.
I'm starting to suspect
something's up there.
So, they go to Orlando for some rally. And at this point, Max is like, we need the kill codes from the president. And I believe that the president may be involved in whatever's going on. Like, he may be, maybe the reason. So he takes Ed Harris aside and he tells him, I think
you know
it's
what
the
we
president.
Gotta kidnap the president.
Yeah, and it feels like it's straight out of like National Treasure or something like that. Like
yeah,
the whole,
it does.
Like Nicolas Cage kind of like we're gonna.
They do kidnap the president in that one as well.
They do. Yes, they do.
Gerard was
wow.
Whoa. Yeah. We wow. should. Do- no.
Wow.
No, we should not do a Cage monster.
No, I was gonna say we should do a long list of it could be a single episode, but just every president kidnapping from best to worst. Like,
oh, there's so many.
Air
Force One and count, right? Like, that's that's gotta count.
Of course, James.
That's a hijacking. Hijacking counts as kidnapping.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, exactly. We definitely need to put
Air Force One's airplane crash at the end.
Terrible.
Like, it's
very
the
bad.
Worst.
Get off it's my CG
so bad.
Plane.
Yeah, it's so bad.
It's
so
bad.
Can't watch Harrison Ford movies anymore.
Why not?
Because he died.
Because they killed him.
He's still alive. He's still in real life. And it was, actually, I was going to say, it wasn't his fault. It actually was. He wanted
it was
to die
his fault,
stuff.
Yes. He wanted, and you should not give an actor that much control over the script because they're not script writers. And anyway, I have a lot of feelings, but let's move on.
That being said, though, there's a lot of script writers that I've met.
Crouching
that
Tiger,
aren't really
Hidden Emotions.
Yeah,
there you go, right there.
They just announce that they're script writers, but aren't
they
really.
They just say they're script writers, but then you hear examples and you're like, are you?
Yeah.
That's it. So,
they send you their drafts.
I told people I was a screenwriter and I got a grant. So.
What was that? I missed that too.
What?
Nothing. You're good.
Sorry, yeah, Karen.
You're a great screenwriter.
I'm a great. Well, that's what I told the.
Well, maybe we'll find out. We haven't seen anything you've done, but.
So.
Good screenwriter, bad editor.
So Ed Harris is the bad guy. Surprise, guys! Like,
what?
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
Nice.
So Max has told the one guy that is the bad guy that
he's onto them.
Yeah, he's onto them. So Ed's like, I'm gonna take you into the green room and I'm gonna kill you. But he gets away, but I'm gonna stall on shooting you until you turn around to see me, and then I'm gonna shoot you. I'm not gonna shoot you in the
and
back.
Then it's gonna be too late.
Let you see.
I'm gonna wait for you
coming.
To turn around. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Which, by the way,
die
actually,
with fear in your eyes.
Wouldn't that have been a way better twist if he actually did die?
I wish someone
just got shot
real had
point.
Died.
I hope he died. I was hoping he'd die.
And then
suddenly,
like, whoa, massive stakes here.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
This is a massive twist.
That's where I was going to get to it, but that's where I think this one kind of doesn't excel where Armageddon excels, because they actually have the guts to kill the main character. I mean, Armageddon's not a great movie. It's a terrible movie, too. No. But at least they had the guts to kill off Bruce Willis. This, they have the whole moment with Gerard Butler, like, I'm going to save the world. And then they kill off several characters
in that.
Oh my gosh, I was so pumped for Gerard to die. I was like, yes, come on.
Like, let him
something
like,
meaningful. Yeah. It would have been kind of so good.
They basically set it up as in him having zero chances of surviving.
Yeah.
And yet he survives.
Yeah, and he survives. Oh, yeah.
And yeah.
Maybe he is the smartest man in the world.
Maybe he really is. Maybe.
So we find out around the same time that someone's set up a self-destruct sequence on the space station. And
Sean Connery.
Yes. And it's we also find out that basically Robert Sheehan's character is the like Klaus from the Umbrella Academy is actually the bad guy. And I only watched this movie maybe
from Misfits.
Like, what, 2 years ago or something like that. And I couldn't remember who the bad guy was, like, on the space station. Because I was like, it's so not memorable. And it's like, it's not like a, ha ha ha, I fooled you. I'm the real bad guy. Because you just don't really care at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's sort of just like, oh, yeah, whatever.
You really don't.
He pulls out a gun and he's like, yeah, I was the bad guy the whole time. And
shoot, and what like, was your reasons for being a bad guy? Like, money, you know?
Yeah. And reasons? Yeah.
Like, reasons and money.
Yeah.
I'm going to sabotage like, yeah, the ship just- that I'm on.
Yeah, so I'm going to blow myself up. But
and he's like, aren't you just curious to watch the world burn?
Yeah. That's not a reason.
No? Like, not at all?
It worked in The Dark Knight, Jason, so
I prefer
it should
living.
Work anywhere, you know?
No. Yeah, see,
it should be...
No, what they need
some
to do
some men just
is, like,
want
to
watch the world burn.
They have to create some sort of, like, fictional cult that are, like, fully, like, on board for, like, this kind of Geostorm kind of thing, where they're, like, serving that secret service, like Ed Harris's character.
We love
character.
Dutch boy.
Like Samuel L. Jackson from The Kingsman, where it's like, we want to mass genocide for the sake of
they believe that like, you know, the Geostorm is like evil in some way, and we're actually destroying it for that reason. Like, Dutch Boy is evil. We should have all died in the first place, or something like that. Like, you know,
we're interrupting God's divine plan or something.
Like have some sort of like passionate belief behind what they're actually doing instead of like, I'm the bad guy, I'm gonna twirl my mustache now. Like,
that's, money.
They could have just planted the seed of a like a fringe eco terrorist group that's trying to bring down Dutch Boy. Because they think it's, you know, they think it's heretical, and then have him be a fanatic. Have a fanatic on board. That'd be great. That would make
sense.
That'd
be fantastic. Like news sites, like
it would
these
be
fanatical news
1,000 times more interesting.
Way more.
Reporting on all the reasons why, and they're like the ones that are leaking all the news about the Geostorm thing, like Dutch Boy not working.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like
yeah.
leaking all the malfunctions. Dutch like, Boy. Oh, this is scare but, tactics yeah. and all that.
So around this point.
Can I just say this fight scene was the stupidest thing, laziest, stupidest fight scene I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, this would be torture. For Jackie Chan. Like, if Jackie Chan had to watch this scene, he would kill himself.
I don't think Jackie Chan too many wages. People who have IT degrees, but I think it went exactly how that went. This is coming from someone with an IT degree. Yeah, yeah. I think as soon as Gerard Butler punched me in the face once, that's kind
you're,
of it.
You're down and out.
That's game.
No, but I mean the filming of it. Like, there yeah, was yeah. no... Well, like, you couldn't really terrible. Tell the story of, like, oh, he got punched and then we were there and then we moved around the room. It was like, if we just put 7 strobes in this room, we won't have to use more than 1 camera. Like, yeah. we could get away with this. Just very strobe efficient. The heck out of this.
Yeah, yeah, it was very a very so efficient, lazy. Very, like, productive lazy, shoot. Lazy.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Productive fight scenes. That's what we're all
they
about
all,
here.
They no. all actually yeah. like left early. They're like, yeah, well, that's yeah,
exactly. As long as we get to leave early. Day.
It's yeah, like, here's a GoPro scene. And some strobes. Go for your life.
So, Gerard kills Klaus. Just
didn't
call
see
Klaus.
That coming. Yep. Definitely not.
And then, Klaus. Like, they can't stop the countdown of the space station going to self-destruct. So they evacuate, but Gerard's like, nah, I know a man needs to stay behind, and I'm that man kind of thing. I'm going to save the world. And,
can
yeah.
I would like to throw something in here. Just look, like, you know I said I like this movie, but I still got issues with it. They said, they're like, why would you install a self-destruct? And they're like, oh, in case it ever fell out of the sky. If it's falling out of the sky, this is the longest self-destruct.
Oh, that's what I thought too.
Why
it was
just
like section 8. Yeah. Now destruct. Yeah. It's like we've hit Thailand already. Thailand is gone.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
No, it's going to self-destruct and it blows it's gonna up. Explode again.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
You're raining explosions down on people.
Yeah. So if you know, it's because if it falls out of the sky, they're going to blow. Once it hits, it's going to blow up. So then destroy the evidence.
Yeah,
that's what they're talking about.
Okay.
They don't want anyone to copy. The technology, that's all
I only did.
What happened to Dutch Boy? I don't know, just is not there anymore. It's got
I only did year 12 physics and watched Apollo 11, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I know that re-entry into Earth happens a very, very tiny like degree between like 5 and 8 or something degrees right. into the solar system, whatever the atmosphere, right?
Yeah,
anything other than that, you burn up and die. So it's like, why that's do you need to self-destruct? If it's just falling, let it fall.
It's going to
it'll
let
burn,
it burn
up
and burn up anyway. Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
completely pointless self-destruct system.
Very true. Yeah, like completely. Most every
it's
asteroid that enters
science
our
guy.
It's a plot
atmosphere.
Destruct sequence. But,
plot
yeah.
destruct.
Yeah. So they're still counting down. And
it's basically... like Chekhov's self-destruct sequence.
Oh my gosh, you guys mentioned Chekhov like every single bloody show.
Yeah, I've been listening.
Kind of
why?
Yes. It is kind of like at this point, it's been going since episode 50 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And
something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It is Chekhov's everything at this point.
Chekhov's podcast.
Chekhov's podcast.
So back
it's
in Orlando,
come back at the end.
Max and Sarah are like, they meet up after he's like escaped from being killed from Ed Harris. And and he goes up to Abby Cornish and he's like, it's not the president. It's actually Ed Harris. Ed Harris's character.
It's your boss.
And yeah, it's your boss. Yeah. He's responsible.
It's Ed Harris's character. I forget his name.
Yeah.
That's what he's...
And,
that's in the script.
And Orlando's the target for the next satellite sort of thing. There's going to be like a massive storm here and we need to get him out of here kind of thing. And she's like, okay, I'll deal with it. So she takes a gun out and she's like, I see a shooter. And she shoots...
I'll deal with it.
No, she shoots like up in the air. And I'm like...
Yeah. Yep.
She's in a stadium sort of building. It could have been like
she
someone
just totally
rafters.
Like
she's
broke a light.
At the
yeah.
roof.
Yeah.
Come on.
There's, she probably
Don't
shot
be
someone
silly
in the rafters.
Jason.
Like, yeah. There's a lighting like, technician that's now dead. Yeah,
if
yeah.
someone's in
the
rafters,
guy operating
they need
the
to get
spotlight,
shot because
just getting like, drops
stuff.
Out of the,
they did,
the rafters.
They did. I think I heard they did have to cut this. Like, if you watch the special features, yeah. the extended shot is shoots up and then runs out, and then like someone behind. Just, yeah. it's like a Three Amigos sketch or something.
Yes.
So
is
they
it
escape just in time for the whole building to explode. And Ed Harris does, like, he must drive out first, right? Ed Harris drives out first because somehow he gets ahead of them, right?
Yep, sure.
Wherever they're going. And then you have all the South African goons that are like Mock. Chasing them down. And
Mock.
We get, yeah,
the have you seen those little booties? Mark. Do you know what is booty? What is booty, Mark? Yeah, what is booty?
I regret saying South African.
wrong you were, Jason.
So, can you keep a secret? I'm actually not from South Africa. I'm New Zealand.
I've had to put on the Sully accent for 20 years.
Fiona, you need to watch Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun to understand any of these references.
No, you don't have to watch it because
they
just
hate
acted
it
out for you.
I don't. I'm not going to.
So basically, like, there's like a whole standoff with the South Africans, and Abby Cornish takes them out, but she's don't stop it. So she's in a electronic car, like a self-driving car, and they make sure to reference that before they drive through this massive
Chekhov's car
lightning yeah lightning storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so at some point they get out of that car and let it drive on its own after they take out the goons.
Yes.
And then we have Ed Harris's character at the other end of the freeway or whatever, and he's just pulled over waiting for them to drive out, and he's one of his like guys has a rocket launcher for some reason. Like, I don't know how they got that on Air Force One, but they've got a rocket launcher.
No, they picked
launcher.
It up at the stadium. It
oh,
was
yeah,
just
yeah,
there
yeah.
Ready.
It was just hanging about because, you know, you're gonna need a rocket launcher at some
Every
point.
Every stadium these days come with a
Wait, you're telling me you don't have a
designated.
No, I don't. I don't have it in my car.
Every house requires a designated rocket launcher. It's just like you know,
it's just the thing that you have. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It's the thing you have. So, it's, you know, if there's a fire, you'd put it out with a rocket launcher.
So he takes out the self-driving car and surprise, surprise, they're not in it.
What?
But how did it get
there? You don't say.
I know. And Abby Cornish comes out of nowhere. I don't know how she got, like, I don't know how she was able to flank him. She's just like.
She's a ninja.
Yeah,
she was in the other
ninja.
Self-driving
She's in
car.
The. Secret Service, remember? Yeah.
She
whisked that. We're in the Secret Service.
The Postal Service.
So she self-walked herself over there. And and yeah, there you go. There's the joke, guys. There's the joke. That's it. You're welcome.
Wow.
You're bloody welcome.
Joke.
So then we get the like, I'm
joke.
The American president or whatever. I'm the president of the USA, like, hoorah kind of moment where he's like, yeah, how did you get me? All this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So bad. And then they arrest Ed Harris's character. And then
Yay.
We go back to Jake, who's in a space station that's exploding. And they're like, okay, there's all these, like, geostorm events occurring, and he's gonna try and save the day. And we have, like,
technically there's one geostorm.
Well, how terrible is the countdown to, like, saving the day?
Jeez,
it's pretty bad.
I don't understand it.
No,
is it like,
I feel like he should have had more than, like, no time on the clock. Like, I think it takes a minute for the weather to die down.
Yeah,
so
I think
it's not
going
to be like, oh, I've lost all my power. I have no thing. It's like, nah, screw this. We're on.
Like,
let's go.
It's instantly like, okay, like they're in like Dubai or like the United Arab Emirates or whatever.
Dubai
and there's
Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, so there's like this massive like building
tsunami
and
Burj Khalifa.
And then there's like a whole heap of is it actually Burj Khalifa?
Yes,
Burj Khalifa is there.
Yeah. Burj Khalifa.
I did see that. Yeah.
The leading
so anyway, so there is like this one rich guy that's like having a meeting.
Tom Cruise is at the top of it, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah, he's just hanging out.
just running down the side. I can make this. I can make it.
So there's this massive tsunami that comes through and is like taking out all the buildings. And then we also cut to India in this same sort of montage of
thing. And this boy loses his dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the whole plot of India.
Came back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's that kind of cliche. Like, it follows one character, and as long as that character's okay, like, millions of people are dying around them.
The whole country's okay.
The whole country's okay. Like, literally.
But as long as that guy one dog.
Like, that guy that's in the top of that building.
Not even a person, the dog.
That's having a meeting, and all the, like, you know, the tsunami takes out the bottom of the building. That building is now not structurally sound, and it's probably going to fall down.
But well, as long as the dog's okay.
Yeah, the dog's okay then, in India. That's okay. So everyone's happy. So basically Gerard does like a like turn it on and off again kind of thing to fix it. that's actually what he does.
Yeah, and, he hard reboots Dutch Boy.
Basically. That is how you get rid of a computer virus.
Gets it back to factory settings kind of thing.
Which is actually, it's what the original plan was, that they, like, in the original, like, you know, president, like, in the White House, when they're, like, you know, when they're trying to figure out what to do about this accident, somebody actually says, let's turn it off and then turn it back on again. And then they're like, no, we're not going to do that because it's like, we don't want to turn this thing off.
Did so they really say that?
They really did say that. It was like, we're going to shut it down. And they're like, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. And so
why don't we take it to the Genius Bar, guys? They know how to do it.
Because the Genius Bar is just going to be like, have you tried turning it off and on again?
So this is where Gerard's like about to die, and then Festbinder shows up out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. She's just like in the room that he's in.
When, like, already suited up.
Yeah,
like,
just already suited up, just standing and right next to him when he's like...
Like, need a hand?
Need a hand. I've just been waiting here for you.
At this point, it's like, oh, she's here to help, but really she's the bad guy and she's going to stab him in the back.
Need a hand and she, like, stabs him a few times.
It's not that good of a twist.
Helps him reboot the system, and then he's like, hey, look, there's one satellite that we could jump into and maybe save ourselves.
Yeah.
Let's do it. And then they do, and then they Morse code to the surface somehow. And
thrusters?
Yeah, with
I think
the
it's
thrusters.
Just they're pinging an emergency.
Yeah. No, it's the thrusters. It's the whole Morse code kind of like.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, it's bad. It's real. It's worse than pinging the surface. It's
like literally like flashlight to the surface. He's twisting a lever that is firing all of the thrusters at once.
Yes.
What good is that lever? At what point is firing everything?
We want
good.
To stay
We're
still.
Still. We're staying still right in the explosion area.
I refuse to move.
So
specifically, it just has like a sign saying smoke signal.
Yeah, and that's basically. It. And then they're like, oh, there he is. He must be there. So they send a shuttle to pick him up, and he's all good, and then they
the
land home
guy
and
pops up.
Everyone's like, yay, this is great.
Shut up.
We get like a news reporter announces like a miracle indeed. The shuttle brought back all the astronauts from the space station. And I'm like, this is not a miracle situation. Like, there's millions of people that have died.
Around the world.
Just around the world. And you're like, yay, they
Plus
saved
also,
like
how,
100
how is this information? How is this information leaving mission control and is already on the news?
It's like crazy.
Yeah. Congratulations,
maybe
guys, we made it.
Maybe.
They could have been on Twitch.
They had like a Zoom. Yeah.
Zoom. It's like, congratulations, we've got through this crisis with zero casualties. We haven't counted any of them on Earth yet, but we're pretty sure everyone's
in the space
good.
Station. We're
in
good.
The space station.
Look,
he's just firing his thrusters. Like, we need to get there ASAP. Thank you, Butt Nuggets, for subscribing.
Butt Nuggets.
So, yeah, this is the end of the movie. It's dumb. What do you guys give it out of birds? How many birds do you give it? Where does it land for you guys? I'll go with you.
Oh, okay. I give it two dumb birds.
Two dumb birds?
They're really dumb birds. They're just like, I give it two ibises.
Yeah.
That.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. You're welcome.
Wow.
That's it. And two bin chickens. Wow. You're welcome.
There you go. Fiona, where's it land for you? How many birds?
Yeah, I'm the same as Dean. Two for me. Yeah, wow. Disappointing. Definitely. Yeah. But like actually not disappointing because it was like as bad as I thought it was going to be. But it wasn't worse than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, so yeah, right. It's, yeah.
But actually, you know what? I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to say this was a bloody, you know, I'm going to give like two solid, awesome birds, like two eagles of birds. Like, I'm going to change my perspective.
Are you having a stroke right now?
I don't know what's going on.
I'm trying to get the good vibes back into it because I'm realizing like I'm hating this month. I'm absolutely hating December. And it comes down to me. There's one more week to go and it's going to be good at least.
I thought he loved it. It was his idea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I
we only did this for you, Dean.
I'm taking those comments. Those comments, those hurtful comments. I'm bearing them down.
Your original title was you want to call it Dean Sam Butler. Like,
I'm embracing Dean Sam Butler.
It's a bit narcissistic, we thought, but you know.
Well, but we'll stick with you for Gerard month, but calm down.
I'm just all for shipping Dean and Butts.
Oh,
yeah, no, that's
Paul, what did you we're all confused.
What did you think of this? Like, where does it land?
What? Mm-hmm. So, hang on. Do you want to explain that one a little bit, Dean?
I don't want to.
No, I don't.
No, let's move on.
The ship.
I enjoyed it, and it was space, so I'm going to give it three points.
Wow. There you go.
Your standards are so low, Paul.
Yes, but my birds are so high.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually like, jeez. It was better than the first time I watched it.
Oh my god!
Oh dear,
it's happening.
So I'm actually with
you've got
Fiona and Dean on this. Like, I'm gonna give it a two.
Oh, that's not worse. That's
but it's definitely better than the first time I watched it.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
Damn it!
So yeah, it was much worse the first time I watched it.
Maybe if this was at the start of the month, or maybe if like somewhere else in like, you know, the start of 2020, I would not have wanted to rate this anything. It would have been a zero bird movie, but that bar has been lowered so much.
I find it weird. So Dean Devlin is the director of this movie, and he's produced like heaps of the Roland Emmerich movies, like from, I think Stargate was one of the first ones that he produced for Roland Emmerich. And Roland Emmerich has done so many like disaster movies, and his last one was 2012, and he was like, I'm not going to do a disaster movie anymore. And then Dean Devlin's like, I'm going to do this disaster movie, Geostorm, and I don't usually direct, but I'm going to make this like, you know.
We can tell.
Yeah. And so like, it's funny that like Roland Emmerich is like, nah, I'm done with them. But Dean Devlin's like, no, I'm not done with them. Let's make another
he's
one.
He's committed, and this is like, at least.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's definitely
committed. I must keep the torch aflame.
Yeah.
Why? So,
what do you guys think? Do you think 2012 is a worse movie than this?
Or yeah,
a better
no.
movie?
No, 2012 is actually better.
2012. You haven't
I've never seen 2012. 2012. No.
Okay. I would say 2012 is better. But didn't like it at the time. But it's
terrible, man. It's better in the spectacle side of things because it's literally like, hey, we've come to this place. Now this whole place is going to be destroyed and we're going to get away. And
that's
now we're going to another place and it's going to get destroyed and then we're going to get away in just the nick of time.
Yeah, but I feel like all those scenes are much better, like they're done a lot better.
Yeah.
Than in this film, like the animation, although there are flaws in the CG even back there.
Yeah.
There it does hold up. It's okay. And I think there's a bit more, I think like there's like the characters of, no, I don't know. I just think it's somehow, I was going to say the characters are better, but they're not.
They're not.
I think
they're definitely not better.
They're definitely not better. It's just a more likable movie than this.
Yeah.
And
you know what else is a more likable movie than this?
Are you going to say everything?
Your mama.
No. No. 1998's Deep Impact. That's so good. That is what I wish I was watching this entire time.
Morgan Freeman?
I was watching this movie.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman and Elijah Wood. Yeah.
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 And
little Elijah Wood.
Day After Tomorrow, obviously, is the best one.
Is that the moment they all die?
That's Roland Emmerich as well. So, Day After Tomorrow, he directed that. Deep Impact, because that came out the same time as Armageddon. It was, like, the same year as, like, one of those ones where they were both in development at the same time kind of thing.
Yeah. I like Space Cowboys.
Space Cowboys.
That movie sucks.
That's not
so bad.
No, apocalyptic, like yeah, fair enough. Okay, you just want to put that in there. I like it.
What, Tommy Lee Jones riding a
Clint Eastwood?
Like, he rides a.
He doesn't ride Clint Eastwood. I feel like that's
He rides a rocket like into like the abyss in the end of that movie, doesn't he?
Yeah, but it's not Clint Eastwood. Stupid. That's the thing we just need to establish.
He also ends up.
I know it's
on
not Clint Eastwood.
Moon
I said
as
it's
well,
Tommy
right?
Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones and Clint Eastwood and Donald Sutherland and another dude.
And another person. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was. Yeah. Mm. I kind of just like watching Clint Eastwood and Tommy Lee Jones trying to like. Do the one-up thingy in the training. That's fun. That's fun watching them go, like, you know, battle it out between each other.
Oh, but it's James Garner is the other person that you're thinking of.
James Garner, eh?
Yeah.
Jennifer's husband. Yeah.
No.
Or Jennifer's dad?
Jennifer's dad, if anything.
Yeah.
Don't judge Jennifer's brother?
Oh, God. Don't judge her, but
ew. Wow, Space Cowboys was directed by Clint Eastwood.
Oh, really? Clint Eastwood is an excellent director.
He is, but not Space Cowboys. That was
unless
that's
Gran Torino. Then that
no, Gran Torino is awesome. It's amazing.
Gran Torino is a damn lie.
I agree. Ooh. Paul is a damn liar. He's like, oh yeah, I love movies, and he's never seen anything.
I thought it was a car movie. It wasn't. He just gives the kid the car. And
not
gives
every
a shot
car movie is Fast and the Furious.
Gosh,
okay,
Paul.
Yeah, but if you're gonna call it Gran Torino,
it's the same stupid reason you hate freaking Drive, and the other reason you hate Mad Max Fury Road.
He doesn't do anything.
Because you think, oh, it's got cars in it, it's going to be Fast and the Furious, and then you refuse to accept it if it's anything better.
Paul, your standards are so low.
Hang on.
Mad Max
Fury Road. No, Mad Max sucks for so many other reasons.
Mad Max Fury Road is so good.
Mad Max is a trash film. It looks good.
I wasn't a fan.
That's it.
Did you see Morton Joe died this week? The guy that played a Morton Joe died this week?
Who? Oh, really?
That's very bad.
Who died? Burnt?
The guy that played a Morton Joe.
Oh,
the actor.
No.
Yeah.
How old was he?
72, I think.
He's a coastie. He was a coastie. He was 73. Like, they've been Lizaro.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
That really sucks. So, he was coming back for the next one as well. Whenever it was gonna be made, he was coming back.
Right.
But, didn't he die?
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, but he also died in the first or the second Mad Max when he
played. I think
the
it was gonna be a
Fury
because it was gonna be a Furiosa movie. The next
right,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, prequel.
So, Mad Max, so he was,
that's not a Mad Max.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there. But I'm
mildly
also choosing to ignore
Max
you because
with no car.
We all agree
oh,
you're
that's
wrong,
right.
so
that's
we're going to
why he hated it, because they got rid of the car in the
beginning. They got rid of the car. Yeah, it's like saying, oh, exactly. Hey, how good is this Han Solo movie? Also, here's the Millennium Falcon. Let's blow it up. We don't even need that car. It's stupid.
They kind of did do that in the Solo movie.
They didn't.
Oh, let's not talk about how bad the Solo movie was.
They wrecked the world. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, so.
Well, wait, Jason, what are you giving it? You giving it two?
Yeah, I gave it two.
Or two and a half. You said two and a half, yeah?
No, I said
three.
Two. Don't try and push it
three?
Up.
Three?
5 stars, Jason. Yeah. Wow.
This will be my first 5-star review.
Oh, you still
have
another 5-star one,
I'm doing stars
one,
like...
Avengers Endgame only got 4.5, but for some reason...
How crazy would it be if Rock and Roller, a Gerard Butler movie, gets 5 stars from Jason next week? It's not going to.
He won't
but it's also... It's Gerard Butler, and it's also Guy...
Ritchie.
Ritchie? was going to say Guy Ritchie.
He's like your favorite director, but you don't know him. His name. Yeah.
He's the favorite director that you keep forgetting about.
Yeah.
He's excellent.
Anyways, I love Aladdin. That brings us to the end of this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you like the show, you can visit our Patreon page and patreon.com/nerdsbeforebirds. You can contribute any amount starting at $1 a month. That just helps us to keep the lights on. Otherwise, you can visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, where we're Nerds Before Birds on all of those, except for Twitter, where we're Nerds Before Bird, singular. And if you don't want to support us financially, you can support us by writing us a review on whatever platform you're on. Nice 5-star review. Just helps us to get out there.
If you do want to support us financially, or if you are supporting us financially, maybe this month, I would suggest or think about raising your donations, as we are now also trying to support a fourth host this month. And so splitting that.
That's right, we're 8 for 4.
we are. So splitting it 4 ways is pretty tight. So just consider.
And I want my 25 cents cut. Okay.
You have to stop doing that for a second there.
You get 25 cents? What?
You guys are getting paid? That's
25 cents. That's like 75% of what I'm getting. That's
like 130% of what I'm getting. That's it. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Wow.
Thank you for that high energy outro, Jason.
There's probably not many people listening to this 3 weeks into December, but you later.
I checked out.
I checked out 2 weeks ago.
Bye. Make sure you thank your weatherman.
Bye.